Okay, so I think what we'd like to do is maybe circle, since there's been a lot of conversation about the first scenario, which was, I think, keeping the library here in some way, shape, or form, to circle back to that one for a moment. I heard, obviously, everybody has said the library here seems to be the preferable option. Since we've talked about whether or not the city hall component can move or stay, can we revisit this one and just talk about again now, maybe from the perspective specifically of the pros and cons of sharing this space? If we were able to figure out how to add renovate here in this footprint, are there concerns about keeping both library and city hall here if that concept was studied?
Could you repeat that?
Are there concerns about keeping the city hall and the library components both here if that concept was studied? Since it seems like there's some concern about moving just purely the library out, keeping city hall here, but there seems to also be some concerns about whether or not the city hall component moved to the bank building and the expense of that. So that brings us sort of back to full circle of keeping both of them here.
Mm-hmm. Then you would add on?
There'd be an addition.
The addition, three sides.
That, I think, is, again, something we could study depending on where your priorities land and how...
Trying to get the maximum square footage possible.
That's what we're looking at.
But to keep that cost down, because I think the 7.4, I think we all agree, is not palatable. It's going to be a hard figure to achieve. You get down no more towards the 5 million, the majority of that then goes to the library. We're not doing anything with City Hall, so that it now becomes just like what we talked about, becomes a library project, not a City Hall project. And I think that's ultimately what I think we need to be focusing on, is a library project.
Was the $7.4 million, though, does that include, I'm just trying to think this through, but does $7.4 million includes both properties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything renovated. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's the true cost. That's not including any foundation money or anything, right?
Right.
But it does include the $1 million for the bank.
No.
Is that correct?
No.
Just includes use of the bank building itself.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at that as a $1 million gift, so really, we're not worried about it, okay? So $7.4 million if the foundation raises $2 million. So we're talking about then a $5.4 million project for City Hall and for the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
So other communities are spending $10 million on libraries and $10 million on City Hall. So Carroll would get a new City Hall and a new library for $5.4 total million dollars. I guess I'm having a hard time understanding how this is a hard discussion at that point. I mean, that's
putting that to a bond issue vote and getting a 60% passage for $5.4 million. I mean, if that's something that obviously you think it's palatable.
What were you thinking is that for?
But like the Himmel and Wilson study from 2014 showed that in most communities, citizens rate the library as essential or very important, 80-90%. In Carroll, only 58% rate the library as essential or very important. And that same, the remaining percentage that said it wasn't important aren't reading, pretty much. That's what this study showed, which had about a 39% response rate in 2014. That of the roughly 40% that said the library is not very important, most of them really don't read, whether it's digitally books or paper books, they're not really reading. Okay, so that's the issue there. The public support for a project that is that high is, you know, going to be hard to pass.
Correct.
Whereas if you do something more of like, you know, where foundation and the bank donation equal, close to, or maybe even exceed, I'm not, I don't want to put the foundation on the spot, but if you, you know, if you get that, that number, right, where you're get your bonding for as much or maybe a little less than what is raised, that's a lot more publicly palatable.
And I think, again, it goes back to the that misconception, and then you add on the fact that it continues to be named as a library project versus the having it full disclosure of what it's both covering. I think that's what's causing it to be even more difficult to embrace.
There has been full disclosure. I think a part of
it. Well, we know that, but that's not public.
Yeah. But that's,
I don't think you've seen a headline that says $2.7 million City Hall project. Yeah. Everything has fallen under library project. And it might say in the fine print underneath, if we're talking about putting that public perception out there as, in order to get the library, you want the library. None of it says, like, and you're getting two projects for the price of one, and Adam's exactly right, but putting it out under the bold print that it's the library project.
I will tell you a big reason there has been enthusiasm among the public is because of the Moen gift.
Right.
And they understood, and Pat was very clear when he presented, you can get a copy when he presented the end of January. He was very clear. He said, we're doing this and we understand, and he talked about staying within the footprint, and he talked about moving City Hall to expand in. He said, would save money, and because he realizes that, I mean, he wants the bond issue to pass too, that's why he gave it to us. But he was very clear, there was a lot of talk, a lot of positive energy, because people did understand City Hall will go to the bank. And they thought that was a neat idea because they saw it as, hey, it won't take much, well, now we end up with MEPs, but we got to do it. So. But that's a part of why there was momentum, is how Pat described it, that we can expand in. In fact, he stood there and said, when you knock out walls, it costs more than if you stay within the footprint. So now, all of us were hit with sticker shock. But, I mean, as I've said before, we have to deal with reality. But I think people do understand there would not be a library project without that generous gift. So they get it, that City Hall could move to the bank, and that's how Pat presented it. Then this other idea about maybe the bank going, I don't know how that came up, but the original gift was move City Hall to the bank and expand into City Hall. That's how it was explained. There was a lot of, as I said, energy and momentum. And none of us have a crystal ball. We all want it to work. But some, I don't know who said it, but the lower we keep the bond issue, the more likely you'll get a positive vote. So the more money we can raise.
Well, I'm just a private citizen, and I think that Pat Moen did a great job. I think the media does a great job of putting that out there, but that's a whole different thing of putting it out there and getting all of us citizens to have it, you know, we don't have it in our packets every month or every week or 2 weeks or whatever. So for us to be able to get those numbers and know that there are both projects, it does have to be repeated, and it does have to have both projects separately, and if you want a library, then this is what's for the library, and this is what's for City Hall, and I mean, it takes time. McDonald's, we know what McDonald's sells, and we, you know, they keep advertising for a certain reason, you know, so you just have to keep telling people, and that's why going through all this process is murky and muddy and sloppy and all of that, but you have to do that to get to the final thing when everybody's on the same page, and you can go forth.
And CJ, you're right, and that's why we put out our RFQs, requests for qualifications, and OPM got the job, and in the RFQ it was explained that this is going to be a renovation of two buildings, and that's why they gave us what they did. And I was impressed at the amount of detail in the cost. Excellent. just excellent. So, yeah, it's going to be tough.
But if you also talk about it as, there's probably 28 to 29,000 square feet between the two facilities then, fully renovated for $5.4 million. What does that break down to? I don't know in square footage, but I mean, I think businesses or citizens who have built homes or people even who have remodeled and added on to their house would be able to probably get it from a cost per square foot. And maybe that's another way to look at it, but I mean, all of us have to do that, whether we're renovating or whether we're adding on or whether we're, you know, we're buying new. So maybe the cost per square foot needs to be thought about, because we're getting a heck of a deal when you look at it from that perspective. I mean, if you built a new brick and mortar building, I mean, these numbers would be astronomical to build 28,000 or 30,000 square feet brand new. And you're talking about a facility that's 50 years old. Okay. So, you know, and when you build public buildings, you're going for 50 years. I mean, we don't get the opportunity to build, you know, less than that. So, I don't know, that maybe the square foot, maybe cost per square foot needs to be brought up too, just as a point.
You know, I agree with, we've got a lot to go through, and I like hammering this out and getting this right, because we know next objective, you know, facing the community is going to be we want to work on the rec center. And what's the cost of a new pool at the rec center? I mean,
addition?
Yeah. Or,
it was over 5 million.
No, but just for the pool itself?
It was 5.4
for a new pool? But who would have thought that's what those things cost? You know, that's what's facing, you know, our elected officials, and we appreciate everything you're doing to keep these costs in line to give the best to the community.
To speak to that, you know, the community itself over the years, we've built these things, a football field, a baseball stadium, a rec center, library, but we've done nothing to keep the stuff up.
Right.
And
well,
that's where
I mean.
I think that once we get this stuff done,
right,
we've got to keep it into
keep
a plan
them.
To
right.
keep that stuff going.
Absolutely.
That was one of the issues that I talked about six years ago, was the baseball stadium. We'd let that thing go for years,
mm-hmm,
and nothing had been done for it. And it's the same. You could still go to the rec center and still get that done, the city maintenance garage. We got to keep that stuff and renovate it and get it going.
Well, almost 15 years ago, mm-hmm, when I drove into this town, and my first impression of this community coming back to Iowa was, boy, a lot of people have done a lot to make this the community that it is today. It was easy to see the foundation of hard-working, forward-thinking people well before I ever got here that made Rich and I think, wow, this is a town we could sure live in. You know, moving back to Iowa, understanding what that meant, and seeing what had gone on before, the forward-thinking, hard-working people who had worked together. So,
Governor Vilsack to this day is still impressed with the rec center. He can't believe a community our size.
Well, let's make him impressed with our library before he heads off to China. No, but I'm just saying, some of these, some of these prices that we're seeing are giving us sticker shock. You know, like you said, a $5 million swimming pool indoors, and which I like to use, so don't get me wrong. I want to see those improvements as well. But I think we just need to buckle down and get this library figured out to be the best library we can have, and have a library project, and then what City Hall needs to do to renovate, they need to do that. But to keep that cost, I agree with Adam personally that I do think it's a bargain too, but I'm only one vote.
Yeah, it's selling it to the other 60%.
Right. Yeah. If you've ever been anywhere else, you realize what a value it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was not brought to you by the Carroll Chamber of Commerce.
My question to the council is our focus on how we get this to function and the square feet marks and then the programming space. Is that our first priority, or are we just going to say $5 million, we may not get an adequate space, we may not reach programming needs, and is that what's best? Is that what we put forward to the public, or do we go for functionality, square feet, how this is all going to work, how this is going to make this library better? And I think that's ultimately your guys' decision.
Personally, I'd like to see the best project move forward. One that is that we can all get our hands around and say, this is what we're going to sit and support. And that is going to have to come from the community, the foundation, the trustees, and us. And what is it? What is the best project that we can support?
I don't think we want just a partially functioning library.
Right.
We don't want to see that. That's my
I think the biggest thing that's going to make whatever plan we move forward with successful, there's got to be a good ad campaign out there. There's got to be a lot of talk in the streets and everything else. And unfortunately, with it being a municipality, as a city, we can't advertise and say, vote for this. As individuals, we can. You know, and groups like this can get together and push those agendas. But that's what it's really going to take, is a very active group to continue to keep very positive information in front of people.
Mm-hmm. So in the direction, we understand what the two concepts are. Do you want to bring us back the other two and go from there? Is that kind of what we're looking?
What's the third, Joe, you said?
Oh, the third one was move City Hall to the bank. Use whatever remaining dollars to renovate library space in its current condition.
What would end up happening then, Carolyn, we just, whatever money would be left over would be to renovate the current building, and they'd get whatever usable library space they could. Mm-hmm. But if there isn't enough money, you're going to end up with the vacated City Hall down below with no usable space. Mm-hmm. And I guess I looked at that, and I think the scenario is, how do you sell an unfinished project to the public? I don't think they're going to buy that either. The unfinished project.
Can you talk a little bit about, because I don't think you completed the whole discussion, can you talk a little bit about moving City Hall, keeping the library here, we're not going to do any additions, but what do we get? I mean, what is the product? I mean, knowing that we have a $3 million budget, and I know you guys didn't do drawings and you can't, using a professional judgment, what are we looking at? We can make a couple cans of paint from Walmart?
We can make assumptions based on the previous estimate. We know that the mechanical system is basically going to be the same as A, so we can pull those dollars out. You can pull your FF&E, those percentages, out of these. What that leaves us is...
Joe, pardon me, you defined FF&E.
Oh, sorry, FF&E, furniture, fixtures, and equipment.
Thank you.
So that's everything from shelving, computers, tables, all that kind of stuff that would be included, projection screens, that kind of stuff would be included in that cost, as well as these. So by the time you get down to construction dollars, we'd be limited. There would be no addition, likely. Whether or not we could create a new entry, depending on how we did the layout, we might be able to create a new entry door or vestibule. But likely won't be. There will be no new windows, so it would be the same box it is today. And we'd have enough to do probably carpet, new ceilings. You know, in that MEP is new lights, those types of things. So it'd be new carpet, new paint, new ceilings. Roughly the same square footage. You'd lose second floor square footage usability. So it'd be down to 16,000 square feet of library.
I did the math, it was 15.6. So you're right on.
Yeah.
If you take the expense like Adam brought up,
yeah,
we would get, as I see it, 15,600 square feet, spending $3 million here. That's $193, that's what your square foot that Adam was talking about. If you take $193 a square foot, that's what 15,600 square feet is what's here. So it's Yeah, I would hope anyway we could get that much more than the 9,800 or so that we have here. Is that a fair assumption?
You'd be able to refinish some of those additional areas.
Yeah, right.
We wouldn't be doing, like, the city hall. We'd probably be leaving most of those walls in place. We might refunction them into community rooms, community space, whatever it might be. But to get to that number, we'd probably do very, very little demo to limit structural impact and some of those other costs.
You try to keep it to finishes. That's what you do to try to keep the
right. So there would be some addition to the library, new functional space moving into here.
Yeah, we find some program use. We just don't know exactly what that might look like without, we have no real connection between the two without doing some fairly major.
And that's the problem with selling it right now. We can't see it right now, but once you work this out, the public could get on board. Once you actually see what you get for the money, that's our problem right here. We can't see it.
Yeah, it's that particular scenario leaves us from the exterior. I mean, we're not changing the windows. There's really not much to see ourselves. Like when we talk about renderings for new projects, there really isn't anything to show for this project.
The biggest effort would go into figuring out how to repurpose the spaces of the library within the existing confines of all of the walls that are here now. So you spend a lot of time trying to get the program to fit the current space and the current layout. But you, again, if you're spending it mostly on finishes, which is your carpet ceilings and painted walls, it's not going to look a lot different from what people are going to see.
You said that minus the upstairs usable space, or why did you say that?
In that scenario, we wouldn't be doing new elevators. We wouldn't be modifying the stairs. There'd be no north addition to really provide that kind of access to this level. And without doing so, being that it's a new project, we'd have to make it ADA compliant, and the elevator and stuff doesn't meet any of those. It doesn't meet code. So could they use it for storage or some other function without, you know, us saying exactly how that could be used? They could probably store stuff up here, but it wouldn't be public space.
Well, we've already closed the library once due to fire code. How long is it going to be before we can't close council meetings up here due to ADA? I mean, think about it long term. Somebody's going to start kicking and screaming, and then we're going to have to move City Hall, or the City Council meetings are going to be hosted somewhere else unless we do the upgrades. I mean, if the facility is that far out of date, it's just a matter of time before it's going to be forced upon us to be brought up. So if we have the opportunity to bring the things up, I don't see why we wouldn't try to take advantage of that now as opposed to later. Does that make sense? Or, I mean, have you seen that in other places or not necessarily? Or,
if you look at the past library projects that have been presented in Carroll, you take those same projects today and try and complete them, the very first one would be like a $9.5 to $10 million project. I mean, as it stood when it was presented back then, that was what, $6.5 million project? Mm-hmm. It's now almost a $10 million project. Mm-hmm. So as you push things down the road, they get to be more and more expensive, obviously.
Well, I'm just concerned about the potential for eventually if somebody comes up and just says, hey, you know what, I can't access the council meetings, and I want to, and I can't get my wheelchair in there. In fact, we actually had that a couple years ago, I think. So what happens when that becomes a big issue and we have to move anyway? I'm just thinking, within the next 4, 5, 6 years, suddenly somebody starts kicking and screaming about that, then what are we going to do? Because we're going to have to figure out a place to go then for the city council. Are they going to start meeting at the auditorium? Maybe. But I don't know how that's going to go over. Just something to throw out there again, as you brought up ADA compliancy.
I need to be a little clearer on this. We're asking you to do something for $5 million. Is that what we're looking at? them to design something, project for $5 million. And then we're gonna take what the foundation's gonna give us, and then that's how much we're gonna ask the public to vote on. Let's say they do $2 million, so we're asking the public for $3 million. Is that what we're doing?
Potentially.
Okay, let me be clear. Or was it $5 million plus what they're gonna give you guys $7 million? Is that what we're doing?
From our perspective.
See, I'm getting different numbers down there. They're saying five plus their two, and we're saying five minus what they're gonna give is what we're gonna ask for the public. So what is it? I don't know. I'm not clear on this.
Depends on what kind of project you want, I guess. How close we get your program.
Well, it'll come down to how do you want to base the project on, how much you want to spend, or how much square footage you want. It's one or the other. Either one, you're going to pay for both.
Yeah, and I guess that's what
do you want to tailor a project around $5 million, or do you want to tailor a project around 18,000 to 20,000 square feet? You know, higher? Right.
Well, size drives cost.
And the bigger the project, if you want a
bond referendum to pass, cost is critical. Right. I think we've seen that with the stadium, with three votes on the high school. I think we all have to kind of do some give and take and consider wants and needs. And we can all sit here and say, yep, this is the perfect library, this is exactly what we want, but we're gonna end up with nothing if we don't consider what kind of vote we're
gonna. But it's a huge difference.
Yeah. I think
if we're looking at asking the public for $5 million plus what they wanna give, that changes the whole scenario. But if we're looking at a total project of $5 million minus, then you got a $3 million vote. You know, you're talking between $5 and $7 million project. That changes everything.
But then it's going to be how you sell the project,
yeah,
what the public's getting for
it. So then
money.
How do we right. decide?
Correct. Right. That's what we got to figure
out. I guess we got to know what we got to figure out. We got to fight. Is it, am I right, or are we looking at a $5 million or a $7 million situation? Am I wrong with thinking I'm this way?
You're right. You're reflecting about what.
Pardon?
No, you're right, and those are the two scenarios, so what will it be? We don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Don't we have to figure that out before we decide what we're doing here, our buildings?
I think what the answer to your question is, you're looking at a $7.5 million total project, of which maybe $2 to $2.5 million comes from the foundation, net $5 million that you're asking for.
We're asking the public for $5 million.
Is that not correct?
If we want everything.
So that changes. Doesn't that change everything what we're doing here then?
In the proposed concept A, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And then you get a project and you get as near, you know, what you're talking about. The city hall needs to be updated for some of those things, and the library certainly is another project that needs to be done. And then you're getting, you know, not pie in the sky wants and needs.
I think you got to decide how much money you're wanting to spend on this whole thing, and what you want to. What the public want to vote. You got to get that figured out, and from there on, you decide which one of the concepts you're going to do.
Otherwise,
I'm getting mixed up just listening.
Yeah. Well, part of it, you're not going to know what the community wants until they know what the project entails.
Somewhere along the line, we got to draw a line and say, okay, this is where we're stopping.
Yeah.
This is the project that we're going to go for. If it fails, then we'll, you know, we're going to have to figure out something to remedy it.
What do you guys think the citizens are going to go for? What do you guys think the citizens are going to go for? Tell me that. I mean, you talk to these people probably more than we do, and you're also connected to the foundation. So based on those conversations, what are you hearing?
I mean,
what do you think?
Past studies show that a 50-50 split is very favored, considering that only 60% of our population sees the library as really necessary to get a vote to go through. That's what I read into it, you know. And
no, that's right.
So and what you're saying is we need to do a total project cost for $5 million.
That would, yeah. Jacob and I kind of agree.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
So I think you have to look into that number. Why is that 50%? And we've had damage for the library's reputation from both elected officials and non-elected officials for quite a while now. So we have all these other factors that are causing to slim down the library and its impact on the community. We know from studies, professional library consultants, what our library should be. And to me, I'm kind of baffled that we don't go by that first and then figure out, I mean, don't we do what's best for Carolina citizens? And we do that with science. We don't do that from non-scientific numbers. So that's kind of where I'm sitting. I think if we're transparent and every one of you on the board supports the right project and we're all transparent and we get out there and we inform the public of why, because a lot of people just don't know why. They don't know why, what would we be doing different in an expanded library space? Like, this is definitely a collective effort with everybody for an adequate space. This is the way I see it.
And I also think that the 60% number of favorability reflects how underserved our population is in our library. They're not getting anything from the library, so therefore they see no benefit, and that is sad. Because most other communities rate at 80 or 90%.
They don't know what's there for
them. Yeah, exactly. Because right now, there probably isn't enough there for them in some instances. So it's a catch crisis.
And just to piggyback off that, I feel like as a trustee, it would be irresponsible to support a lower dollar project that is not going to provide the services that the library needs to provide. I think it's financially irresponsible to be a steward of these tax dollars and not provide a library that we have scientifically shown through these studies that Carol needs. To do a three-quarter project, because that's what we think we can fundraise, in my opinion, is not a smart way to spend the taxpayers' dollars.
Well, I think one of the things when we have Susan Gerlach come too, that's going to give us, this is one of those scenarios that we can have to look at. You know, what is a $7 million bond issue, a $5 million bond issue, how that's going to affect all that too.
But what do we tell them to?
We didn't give you the $7 million option.
Right.
You already know what that project is.
How about the $6.5 million?
Oh, Jerry, come on.
What I'm hearing is that we can take all this information. We will. It sounds like I'm hearing sit tight until you guys have an opportunity to vet through what you think you can do from all of your commitments, whether it's foundation fundraising, what you can bond for. And if you all, I would, again, this is to be good stewards of your dollars. If you all can come to a conclusion around what you want that budget to be and what you want the priorities to be. In other words, are we okay with staying all in one building, or is it? Do we need to really look at two buildings nearer because we've got the gift and we want to use it? Or even for that matter, if we just come to the conclusion that we really need to look at both, we're happy to look at any and all of those scenarios for you. We just want to do it in a way that's going to get you to the end result you need. And I don't want to spend your dollars on fee for us doing exercise after exercise and not getting you your preferred result.
You can move to the next objective.
Okay, I have a question. If we stay in one building, what happens to the bank building?
That's entirely their business. That would be the bank's business.
Is it the Mullins business?
Right.
Then they have to find another buyer.
We just handed it. We just handed
it. They haven't given it to us yet. We don't own it yet.
Well, I know we don't own it,
but what is the public perception of that?
But,
as well?
Right, I mean,
right, I know.
Oh my God, people are sitting down and they just said, we don't want it.
Well, and my question is, if you keep both in the same building and you want improvements in both, how do you do that? I mean, how is that space? You know, Randy's office could be in the children's library.
I think.
There's four chairs.
Intergenerational. I don't know where that option came up. Did anybody throw that out? Any city council person, or is that something you came up with? Or I mean, is that even a feasible option?
What's that?
The both city hall and library staying here and trying to improve it somehow.
That was some other individuals that had asked about it.
Okay.
Just go, just purely going back to concept A with the bank side and here, fully renovated, all square foot, footage in use. You said it's $7.4 million, right?
Feasibility study set for concept A.
Okay. So then you've got $1 million bank gift, basically. So you've got an $8.4 million project. And if you get a couple million dollars from the foundation and you factor the $1 million gift back in, you're almost to 50% of the, I mean, you're probably 40% of the project is actually donated, right? And am I thinking about this right? So you're not very far off of your study, once again, from a sales perspective. I'm just purely on percentages and numbers. That's where you're at. So if you got per square footage, you want to be good stewards of all the square footage available between two buildings. You've got total dollars spent on two separate projects. It seems like it has to be the best, most marketable idea, I would think. And it should be able to get, I mean, it gets the library over double what they have now. And very much a plausible ADA compliant building with proper restrooms and proper programming space, and the same thing over at City Hall. So moving forward, we should be good, I would think. I guess that's just purely me looking at it from the outside right now, having not attended many of these meetings. So.
And I think maybe I'll interject one thought too, that I think as we, as a council, has looked at these projects, the library, City Hall project, the street maintenance building, the rec center, and all the projects associated with the rec center, the fire front, you know, we've identified about $17.2 million worth of projects that the community wants to undertake. They're all good projects, they all have needs. I think the concern is, from a financial standpoint, and this is a question we talked earlier with PFM coming next meeting, is we are probably, to be able to keep our debt service levy so it's flat, we're probably in that range of about $13 million for the projects we've undertaken without impacting what our taxpayers are going to be paying. Now that's phasing it over a number of years. It's not doing all the projects tomorrow. You know, so the real challenge is how do we cut $4 million out of the projects we want to do without impacting the tax levy, or are we going to say we're going to impact our tax levy and undertake all the projects? And I think that's the struggle the council has. And that's where that goes back to the question of what's magical about $5 million. Well, it's $2 million of dollars that are coming out of something we have to find $4 million for the cuts and all these worthwhile projects, and how do we package them so that we can be successful with those referendum votes. And so I think, you know, well, this was a really good discussion tonight. You know, that's the dilemma the council and staff is facing. How do we do that?
There are other needs. I'm not putting the library in one spot or another. With all the needs that everybody has, we've got to be able to satisfy everybody too.
Yep. And once we solve this, then we can keep moving.
Right. The thing is, when we get this done, boom, check mark. Now we got two we can deal with. And that's better than three.
But at the same time, though, nobody's ever identified City Hall as a project. So you are killing two. You're killing two.
Well, I think
you're killing
back,
two projects that have never, one of which has never been identified.
When that study was done, right, refresh my memory, that they looked at initially that the library needed to be done, city maintenance. Wasn't City Hall as one of those projects that needed to be undertaken or refurbished?
I think there was some renovation. Oh,
yeah. Renovation stuff, yeah. That was like 20-some years ago. 25 years ago, I guess the one that initiated the library project to start the library renovation 20-some years ago. I think it's down in your office. I know I've read it.
Well, I would just say thank you for all of your time tonight. It's been a really good conversation.
Thank you.
Whenever you want us to.
Yeah. what sort of the bonding and what we can do to upset the taxpayers that much. I think that we're kind of coming to an agreement. Randy, how are we on time as far as construction, like with the bank? Are we still good as far as still got time to be able to do these projects yet? We're not.
Yeah, it appears that
on the construction schedule, we're still okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too far behind on that, and then all of a sudden we're disrupting what they're doing.
Have they started construction?
Yeah.
Do they have a projected date?
I was in there visiting with them. That's where I think anyway, and they mentioned they're having a little bit of slowdown too because they didn't realize how much time it takes to get everything going. So they're a little bit behind too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming up. We appreciate your input. It helped us.
Do you have a moment?
Tremendously.